B-Pod Studios.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. We are still down to Mani.
Yeah. I like how you're like mid-stretch. I'm still getting my headphones on.
I don't even have my headphones on.
And we're not ready for the show. Let's just go home.
And I think we're 5 minutes late.
We are a little late today. Well, who cares?
It's all right.
Our bosses aren't even listening at this hour.
Catch us in an hour. We'll be doing everything right, though.
Yeah.
And then one time we do mess up, he always hears it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was at our door barking yesterday.
Yeah. You went to commercial late. Trust me. We know. We know.
Well, they catch everything, too, because yesterday we were having the computer issues, and we tried so hard. And, Loren, I wish you would have seen Roy and I try, because I was trying to fix this computer 15 minutes before he got in, and then, like, I redid everything just so he knew that I was trying.
Yeah, so the computer went, like, blank. It had no power yesterday, and I guess these, Nicole and Roy, unplugged everything, replugged everything back in. It was a whole thing. They did it twice, and then engineering comes in, literally plugs it in, and the thing works.
That's how it always is.
Let me tell you how much of an idiot I am. So, we're my apartment I have an apartment complex, and they have maintenance, and the great thing about renting is that when anything breaks, you just call maintenance. So, for like a month now, my dishwasher hasn't been working. And so I've been having to hand wash everything. So why are you looking at me like that?
Because let me tell you how fast I would have somebody up there.
I know. But you know, you have to like fill out like paperwork to get maintenance in. And it's a whole thing.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So finally, Sterling gave you the conversation of like, hey, you got to do this like type of thing. So I put the paperwork in. Maintenance comes. And I kid you not, he goes, flips a switch, and that's it. This whole time, there's a switch that turns my dishwasher on and off. I thought the thing always stays on.
But how did it end up off?
I don't know. So the guy, he's such a good guy, but he got blue tape, and he taped the brightest blue tape he has, and he taped the switch. And he's like, whenever you want to use your dishwasher, I want you to press the blue taped button.
He totally mansplained you.
Yeah. He had to think I'm like such an idiot.
He produced your apartment.
He did. Because when he got there, I talked him up. I'm like, listen, it's been broken for like a month. I'm going to have to need a whole new dishwasher, I'm sure. And come to find out, there's just a switch. There's an on. Does your dishwasher have an on and off button?
No.
Right? Mine does.
I think mine does. But I've only seen our maintenance guy do it if like a shot glass gets stuck.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
A shot glass gets stuck.
Yours just stops working. Mine has a shot glass in it.
That's awesome. I miss that. I haven't broken out the shot glasses in a long time.
Pretty sure mine were out yesterday.
Somebody asked me about the shambong over Christmas holiday. I was like, I don't even know where that thing is. It's retired.
Oh, Loren, I love it. Don't retire it. Let's bring it out.
But you've kind of retired from champagne.
I know.
And that's like your...
Does it give you a headache now?
No, it just makes my stomach hurt.
It's a lot of bubbles.
And it's sweet.
Yeah, it is sweet.
I love it.
Yeah, I you know, and I'm always scared of pregame at my apartment because where I live, like families are there and... I always feel strange about having like 20 people over and loud music.
Meanwhile, you're in my apartment complex. You can hear a party down two hallways.
Yeah, your apartment complex is lit.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, like, Tommy's trying to go to sleep next door, and I don't want to do shots to bother them.
Nicole's is like a dorm. You just follow the music and you find a party.
It really is.
Oh, man. Well, Mani is out today. He's at a wedding where he's a part of the It's not the. Is it the bridal?
It's
not
the wedding party.
It's a bridal party for women. What do they call men?
Just they're the wedding party in general. Both sides.
Oh yeah. What are bromaids? Is that what they're called?
Bromaids.
That's what mine would be called.
Groomsmen. I don't know.
Groomsmen.
That's what it is.
Groomsmen.
I like bromaids.
I do too. I'm gonna have some bromaids at my wedding. I guess Sterling and I will have a mixed of roommates and bridesmaids. I don't, you know, because I don't think we're. I want women with me.
Well,
I hope I'm sitting on your side of the altar.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I don't even know how we walk down the aisle either. Do we walk down together?
You do it the same.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. It's the same, like the same wedding.
Yeah, but
it's like a straight
wedding.
Well,
I think it just depends on you two. So, like, you two could either both end, like, just end up at the end of the aisle, or one of you could stay at the end of the aisle and the other one walk down the aisle. It's just whatever you want.
Is Papa going to give me away?
What's the thing called that you wear?
The veil.
Yeah, I wear a veil. There's so many things. All right. We have a big show. We got, of course, free cash. With the Pay Your Bills coming up at 8 a.m., Legendary Friday Free-for-All. Nicole adulted hard yesterday, and I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous of you because I've been putting off adulting since we got back from vacation. So are you adulting yourself? Maybe you did what Nicole did. We'll talk about that coming up here in 10 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
What's the longest you've kept your Christmas tree up?
Oh, I get rid of that bad boy as soon as it starts to get crispy.
I bet a lot of people leave theirs up. 704-570-9595. Nicole, you adulted yesterday.
I did, but speaking of the leaving the Christmas tree up, can I tell you, there is a... So the way that our building... We're like next to a condo.
Okay.
There is a condo in the building next to us that leaves their Christmas tree up year-round.
Really?
I promise you, and Manny and I talk about it because he's typically, like, the first one in after I get here, and I'll see it. I won't see it all the time, but, like, I've seen it in July. I've seen it in August. I've seen it in October.
With the lights lit.
Lights on.
Are you sure it's not, like, just, like, an indoor tree with lights on it to make it look pretty or something?
Well,
is it like
an indoor,
a pine cone?
It is a tree, but it looks like a Christmas tree. And it's even got the lights around it, how you would do a Christmas tree.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing it last year in, like, January or February. But I didn't, like, really register it. I just thought they were being lazy. And then when I saw it in, like, June, July,
yeah.
I was like, huh, okay, a Christmas in July type feel. That's pretty cool. And then I saw it in October.
And then you're like, oh, it's too early. Yeah. They're really early.
Maybe they decorated for each holiday.
You know, I remember there was a business that had a Valentine's Day tree. Mm-hmm. They kept their tree up, and then they put, like, a bunch of pink stuff on it for Valentine's Day.
You know, there's an Italian holiday, I think it's the 6th of January, and it's, like, a whole ceremony to take down your tree, and it's, like, to celebrate the time you had with it. People, of course, Italians, we all get drunk and take down the tree, and it's a big holiday, yeah.
Oh, that sounds kind of cool, though.
Yeah, we never make it that long, though, because, you know, we get these enormous trees, and then they're one spark away from a 5-alarm fire by December 28th. No, we do water it. It just, for some reason, maybe it's so heavy that it can't absorb the water. I don't know, but our trees die within, like, 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
So when did you pull yours down?
I took all the ornaments and lights off of it before I left for Florida, which was, like, the 28th. And then as soon as we got back on the 4th, I took it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Nicole?
I took mine down yesterday. And I honestly would have left it up longer. But it just got to be way too messy. And it looked like...
Did you get a real tree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had a real tree.
See, maybe I'd be more... Maybe if I had a real tree, maybe I'd get rid of it sooner, but I have a fake one, and it's such a whole thing.
Is yours still up?
Yeah.
Buddy.
You gotta take the decorations off, and then you gotta put it in the bag, and then you gotta tote it to the closet, and then I gotta smush... You remember, it was a whole thing getting it out. It's a whole thing getting it back in. I'm so lazy, and I also got these new lamps for... my bedroom. Well, in order for it's a whole thing to get those up because there's stuff where on my nightstands, and I got to organize that and then put my lamps there. I'm like not adulting, and you're adulting. You took your stuff down yesterday. I was so jealous of you.
Yeah, I had a wreath on the door and the Christmas tree with the lights and like the ornaments and stuff. But like living in an apartment complex, when you take the the Christmas tree down, like, it's all flimsy and tearing off and stuff. So I had to take it all the way outside to the dump, and then it looked like a tree massacre had happened. So I had to, like, sweep up in the hallway.
Oh, that's nice you even do that. People in my complex don't sweep.
Really?
They just leave the dead trail.
Yeah, I did.
I got my coffee the other morning, and I was coming out and through an alley, and it looked like a Christmas tree graveyard.
Really?
By the dumpster. Like, there must have been 25 trees there.
You know what? My mom has left her. And you guys know my parents love Christmas. In fact, they have a year-round Christmas-decorated room. Because ever since me and my sister left home, they have these empty bedrooms they don't know what to do with. And so my mom has left her Christmas tree up until, like, April. And I know this for a fact because my sister had a bridal shower. She got, like, married in the summer. She had a bridal shower. And in the bridal shower party photos is a Christmas tree. And it was, like, springtime.
You're like, Mom, enough.
Yeah.
It's time to come down.
So how long do you keep your Christmas tree up? You can give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
You can also text the show, too. We just got a text that says, my dad keeps our tree up until Valentine's Day every single year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. He has a system.
So, Roy, you're not that far behind yet.
Yeah, I'm doing that, too.
All right, so Criminal Minds is going to end after 15 seasons.
Really? You're upset about that?
So I've started from episode one, season one. I started a few months ago to watch everyone. I'm now on season, like, six, but it's my favorite.
It's sad, I know. Season 14 is still in production, but the final season itself will have 10 episodes. So a little good news and a little bad news for Criminal Minds fans. But once the 15th season ends, it will have aired 325 episodes, making it the longest running show in the history of television.
Wow.
Yeah.
It beats Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, when I heard about the news, I was like, about time. Gosh, they should have ended that.
Right. What else are you writing about at this point?
I kid you not. I'm in season six, and everyone is so different. There's so many amazing storylines. The characters are great.
You're not even halfway through yet.
I love Spencer Reed.
I love that you do the same thing for Grey's Anatomy, too. You hooked onto a show from 2005, and
yeah,
it's just as good. I enjoy Grey's.
All right, so Wendy Williams, the delay continues. It looks like she isn't healing as well as she thought she would. And instead of returning on Monday, she'll be back on January 21st now. A lot of people trying to figure out what exactly is wrong with Wendy Williams. Apparently, she has a hairline fracture in her upper arm. It's an upper arm injury.
Oh, well, that had been a pretty hard fall.
Yeah, and honestly, with a fracture, I would think she would still be able to do the show, but she would just put her arm in a sling or something like that. So it's got to be a little bit more complicated than just a hairline fracture. New Music Friday. The Weeknd has a new song. This one is called Lost in the Fire. Take it off, you're the one I roll the dice on.
I can hear us in the background.
Yeah, me too.
From where we recorded that in.
I guess we had a little...
So we're featured on the track.
Yeah, it's a little technical difficulty there. But there is a line in the new song that could be a Drake diss, and we'll have to wait and see. So,
Is that the one with the guy with the complicated name that nobody knows how to pronounce?
Gustafsson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the DJ on the track.
There it is. Cool.
Kate Hudson, she's reportedly gotten some backlash over her Weight Watchers. She's the new face of Weight Watchers, which is now known as WW. But she says she didn't team up with them to lose weight. She teamed up with them for wellness.
And one of the things about this new kind of, reimagining of WW is that it's not just about weight. It's about wellness. And that, to me, is, something that you... For me, it's all about support, right? You always need a support system.
So that is your Dirty for now.
All right. So I noticed this thing happening on Instagram. And you guys remember how, like, you would be Facebook official and you would set your relationship status?
Yeah.
Evidently, people are doing something similar on Instagram. And I want to know if you do it as well. I think it's kind of weird, actually. We'll get into that coming up here in 5 minutes.
Got to get
up. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Got to get up.
KQ 95.1, who is
got
it?
To get. Hey.
Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Lorraine. KQ 95.1.
So I just discovered that it's like now the new thing to announce your love, your relationship on Instagram through your bio.
Yeah. In your bio.
Yeah. You know, like when you go to Facebook, they have relationship status, but they don't have that for Instagram.
Right.
So what people are doing is that they're putting taken and then they'll tag.
They'll at them and do like a little emoji.
Yeah. And then maybe like the date.
Interesting.
You've seen this too, Nicole? I didn't know this was a thing. Sterling has never asked me to buy
the Instagram official.
Right.
Yeah, it's a thing. I mean, I've never done it, nor do I have any desire to do it. But.
And I started, and when I read the article that it's like now the thing to be Instagram bio official, which that's what they're calling it, bio official. I started like going through our followers and clicking. Yo, it's a thing. Like, I know. People are doing it.
What does your bio say?
My bio?
Yeah.
It says 1/3 of the MRL show. I once was on a TV show. That's my bio. What's your bio say?
Yeah, I mean, it just like basically lists the things that I do. So it's got the show on there.
It's a
got
resume?
Yeah. It's got the blog. It's got that I'm a former Dolphins and Honeybee cheerleader.
Really?
And then that I was Miss Pennsylvania in 2008. And then I'm a mom to Baby Cash. But like, that's what it says. Like, I would never think, first of all, Dallas isn't even on Instagram.
Yeah, but I'm like you. I would never think to bio tag Sterling.
Yeah.
Here, I'm trying to find you an example because I got a lot of friends who do this.
We can easily find it. It probably takes 2 seconds just to go through the list.
So this one says, taken by my best friend.
Oh, that's pretty funny. I'm a fan of that, taken by your best friend. But yeah, I noticed that was like a new thing, and I was kind of wondering if you guys do it or if you even heard about it. Maybe you and the radio family, you do it, and you can call us at 704-570-9595. Relationship bio tagging. And at what point do you ask
hey, add me
on your bio? Official. Only thing Sterling's ever done is ask me to remove something from my bio.
Let me tell you something. If you didn't know that I had a husband, if you even scrolled through my Instagram, I think in the last year I've only posted 3 or 4 photos of Dallas.
Really?
Yeah.
So you look single on your Instagram?
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
Which now explains a lot. No.
I always got in trouble. Not in trouble, but like Lauren would always say stuff like, oh, you should add more pictures. Like, you can't really tell you're in a relationship. And I'm like, to me, like, I want it to be natural. Like, if I upload a photo of us, like, A, it's got to be a good photo. But B, you know, I feel like a lot of people upload things to mask things in their lives or things that they're going through in their relationship.
Yeah, when things look picture perfect on Instagram or social media, it's usually rough waters underneath.
Yeah. Well, I like posting photos of me and Sterling because it gets the most hearts.
Yeah.
We get a lot of hearts for being a gay couple. I'm going to his bio right now to see what it says because he has like a whole brand. You know, like it's not just like at Sterling, whatever. It's like his whole thing. But it is. He does. It's like a brand. But his says New Jersey and then an airplane to Charlotte. Oh, because he flew here. And then peace, heart, and panda. Oh, do you think I'm the panda?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, you think that's his secret way of saying he's dating me?
Is maybe. Is he obsessed with pandas like you are?
Yeah, we both do love pandas.
Then it might not be you.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's bring in Carol from Charlotte. Carol, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. I love your show. Just wanted to say that I appreciate the topics. They're very relatable.
Oh.
But I want to explain that I put up 18 Christmas trees every year. They're all really artificial Christmas trees. So it takes me about 2 to 3 weeks to put them up and then take them down.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that earlier, about how long it takes for people to put down their Christmas trees. But you have 18?
Yes, 18, and they range in size from 3 feet to about 10 feet.
Oh my gosh.
Are you in a mansion?
We love Christmas, and we put a Christmas tree in pretty much every room. So.
Whoa. So hang on.
That's awesome. You want to adopt us?
Let's just do the math. If there's 18 trees, I'm going to say there's two in the living room, one in each bedroom.
I mean, how many bedrooms?
I know.
Oh, and we have a 6-bedroom house.
Whoa. You could probably get one by the swimming pool. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, Carol.
God, that's going to take like all year to put up and down.
I know. So we want to pay your bills. We'll tell you how you can win $1,000 coming up in 5 minutes. We want to pay your bills. Make sure you're listening at 8 a.m. for your chance at $1,000. And listen up, y'all. Everyone who goes online on the Kiss 95.1 app or online at kiss95.1.com to try to get the $1,000 is in the running for 10 grand. All right, so make sure you're listening. Coming up here, we have Lorraine. You would take your dog everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, well, your microphone. Oh,
there we go. Yes, I would take Woofer everywhere.
So I found something that's really cool. So they're now like, because Lorraine, you were kind of ahead of the curve before you did that here in Charlotte.
Like, I made it cool to take your dog everywhere. This was like 10 years, no, probably more than that. Well, 15 years ago, I got Woofer. 16, 17, I don't know.
A company is now existing, has created a system where you can literally take your dog to every single business.
In called the, a service dog.
No, there's even something better for that. Don't go anywhere.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
I might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
You know, Wolfer's at the vet. But before he went to the vet, Lorraine would always take Woofer around everywhere.
Even to the vet. He's still at the vet.
Yeah. He's been there for quite some time.
That's sad. But before he went to the vet.
Lorraine, one day we got to deal with this.
Right? Yeah, we got to get you closure.
Listen, I'll deal with it in therapy in like 5 years. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. But Lorraine would bring her dog everywhere. You had like a stroller.
Yes.
To the one point, I remember we were at lunch at Hot Taco, and people came over like, oh, let me see your baby. It was Woofer.
Yeah, it's my fur baby.
It's your fur baby. So, as you know, there's going to be some places that you can't take your dog into. It's just
Usually food
places, yeah. Health concerns. You can't just bring your dog in.
Meanwhile, we just said we took him in Hot Taco.
Well, we were outside of Hot Taco. We weren't inside.
Yeah,
Hot Taco.
I know.
So now there's this company called Dog Spot, and pretty much what they will do is outside of stores, they will leave these little rooms. They look like little dog houses.
Oh, yeah.
And you can put your dog inside this little cube for a fee while you're inside shopping. Now, don't worry. They're not just being shoved in a little box. This right here is a safe and legal little kennel. It has heat and AC depending on the weather.
Oh.
Auto-sanitizing UV lights. And there's an in-app puppy cam. So while you're in the store, you can check on your baby outside. And of course, there's only a lock that you can access to, so nobody can steal your dog. And I think it's such a cool thing.
That is kind of a cool thing.
Especially,
like, I would think these would do really well, like, outside of a grocery store.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, boutiques.
I'll never forget. So, like, living in South End, like, I walk a lot of places. And one weekend morning, I walked to we have a coffee shop down the road, and I had Finley and like randomly decided I wanted coffee. So I put him, there was a big tree like right in front of the door. So I was like, that's perfect. I'll just tie him around the tree with his leash and I'll go in, keep an eye on him. You would have thought that dog was getting like kicked because he was screaming, yeah. Like looking at me, like trying to get to me. And I was like, I can't get coffee. I got to go.
Oh, yeah. This might help ease some of their anxiety instead of being able to, you know, have everybody walk by and all that.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing. I would try it when Woofer comes back from the vet.
I mean, there's so many things like we got to address that one day. Woofer's at the vet, y'all. And he's been there for how long? A year?
Since May?
Yeah. Well, there's some therapy needed there. We're still looking for a woofer 2.0. Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, you came home and you're like, look, woofer's here. No, I think it's really cool. And you won't have so many dogs being in cars with the windows up, I think, with this new thing. So they're expanding in, I think, a dozen cities, dozen more cities in 2019. Charlotte's a big city. So this is on their map of expanding into Charlotte. Lauren.
Yes.
I believe we have something called Unqualified Advice.
Still to come.
We sure do. Somebody sent us a message, Roy, and we're not really sure why, but Chris needs your advice. And it's something he's concerned about his girlfriend finding in his home.
Oh, he has to hide something in the house?
Kind of. He doesn't know if he should tell his girlfriend about this. I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10 minutes.
WNKS, WNKS, HD1 Charlotte. A Beasley Media Group station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Kiss 95.1.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice, but if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
All right, how can I help a poor soul today?
All right, Roy, Chris is in need of some help, and he writes in and says, I've been dating a girl for about a month, and she's been to my house, but I think this weekend will be the first time she's actually in my bed.
All right.
I'm nervous because I have a waterbed.
What?
Hold on. I'm 22 years old, and my entire life, I've always slept in a waterbed. I'm scared that she will be weirded out. Should I tell her about the bed before she stays over?
A 22-year-old has a waterbed?
To me, that sounds awesome.
I had a waterbed when I was like 8.
See, I never had one, but I always saw it on MTV Cribs. And I was like, I think I want one of those when I'm older. I didn't realize there was an age limit to it.
It is so 1990. My parents had a waterbed like in the 80s. Yeah. They got theirs.
I bet they did.
No, this wasn't just any waterbed. It was a waterbed that had a canopy and there were mirrors on top.
Whoa!
Of the
canopy. What? Mirrors on top?
I swear to God.
What year were you born?
As a 84. As a kid, I thought it was the coolest thing that you could lay in bed and look at yourself.
Meanwhile, they're like, get out! Get out!
I swear to God.
You lay in mom and dad's bed looking up like, I want one of these, mom.
Can't take the hint. Can't take the hint to get out.
What?
Now, so obviously, disgusting. Looking back, I'm disturbed by the whole thing.
That's
but
so disturbing.
Have you brought it up again to your mom?
No. But I don't think she got rid of it until I was like, I don't know, maybe 20.
What did they tell you the mirrors were for?
No, we never talked about it.
So they can watch
it.
Themselves sleep? Gosh.
I didn't even know they sold such a thing.
I don't think that.
They probably
listen,
made it.
I don't think if you go to Ashley Furniture, they got beds with mirrors up at the top. I don't think that's a bedroom suite you could buy.
Hey, you leave my parents alone. They were married for 20-something years, okay? They had it hot and spicy, clearly.
Clearly, they had something awesome going. I did not expect that one.
All right, so what should Chris do? Should he put mirrors up?
Yeah, Chris, if you're going to go in, go all in, get a canopy, get mirrors, really creep her out.
Like the first time she comes over, it's the waterbed. The second time, the canopy's there. And the third time, the mirrors are there.
Oh, it's weird. I think Chris should throw out the bed. He needs to get rid of the whole bed.
Before this weekend?
Yeah, bro. You better go to some furniture shop ASAP.
I think Rooms to Go delivers the next day.
Do they? Go. Please go to Rooms to Go because I don't know many women. I mean, think about this, Lauren. If you were in the dating world, how would you react if someone had a waterbed?
I think I'd
be into it.
You, Nicole.
Runs in the family. I'm just kidding. You know, I don't know that I would be that weirded out by it. I think I would probably, like, poke fun at it and, you know, ask silly questions like, are we going to pop it? Like,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Let's say, like, have a pillow fight, like, yeah. Jump on it.
Yeah. Oh. I'd want to jump on it. Like, you know, I'd just...
Gosh, we're not mature enough for this conversation.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. You
don't?
Really think he needs to get a new bed? But I think if he just tells her in advance.
Like, in a joking way.
Well,
I've had this for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Like, maybe, like, I've grown up with this bed. Like, I didn't get a new one when I moved out. I just kind of moved it in. You know, maybe eventually I'll get a real bed. But for now, I have a water bed.
I mean, and then there's a whole, I can't get into the other side of this because it's kitties in the car and whatnot. But, like, how do you even maneuver? It seems like it's just like you're swimming.
Let's not get into it, like you said.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I you think it's okay. I don't know. I think it's the creepiest thing. I guess I had a waterbed when I was a little kid, and I knew even as a little kid it was such a 90s thing. And people, you can please call and give Chris your advice at 704-570-9595. I'm sure he would love to hear, because my advice is to throw the whole thing out and get a bed ASAP. I think those things are outdated and creepy.
Hey, buddy, it's your segment. Don't let me sway your decision.
Ugh. All right. Well, if you want to give Chris some advice, I still can't believe we just discovered a fun fact about Lauren's parents. They would stare into each other's eyes just in the mirrors but before they went to bed.
Yeah, we're getting a ton of text messages, too.
All right. What are they saying?
My 72-year-old dad still sleeps in a waterbed.
Really?
Yeah, I'm 25. I wouldn't be mad at it.
I bet it's good for the joints.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I don't know what the whole theory behind it was originally, but I'm not mad at it either.
All right, 704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Qualified advice. And what was Chris wanting to know?
He's got a waterbed and he's 22 years old. He wants to know if he should tell his new girlfriend about it before she spends the night.
I said, don't even tell her. Don't even bring it up.
No.
Throw it away, trash it, and buy a new bed today. You have if she's coming over this weekend, you have all day today. Get a bed and get it in your house.
Okay. All right. That's fair. We're also getting some text messages. One says, good morning, my name is Jason. I would totally make a joke about it and tell her that I have the waterbed, so bring your bathing suit.
That's pretty good.
So that is funny. I mean, I think you should make a joke about it, personally.
All right, let's bring in Holly from Charlotte. Holly, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What advice do you have for Chris?
I am all for it. I'm 25, and if I walked into a guy's bedroom and saw that he had a waterbed and I didn't know, I would laugh. I would enjoy that. It's just, you know, it's something different. I kind of feel like, you know, if she can't find the humor in the fact that he still has the waterbed, then, you know, maybe he shouldn't continue talking to her.
Holly thinks he's a catch.
See, I would just
great.
Holly, I would be afraid it would ruin the mood, you know? Like, if you're going to be moving furniture and then you see that, it might, like, you might be too caught up in laughing.
And can we also...
You know, if you're getting in the bed and just relaxing, why not laugh about it if it's the first time? I think it sets the mood and makes it very personable and comfortable at that point. But that's just me.
And how long has he had the bed?
He didn't say.
Okay.
He just said he's 22. He slept in it forever.
So is this like his childhood bed? Because that's even weirder. You know?
He just says he's always slept in a waterbed.
Oh, man. Okay. Thank you so much, Holly, for calling. Let's talk with Laura and Hickory. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What advice do you have for Chris?
I had a waterbed when I was a kid. I had a huge blue silk blanket that I put on it, and I even had a blow-up canoe. And so I'd pretend that I was in the ocean, and it was like the coolest thing.
Whoa!
I pretend paddle and throw my stuffed animals off, and, you know, it was a good time.
Yeah, but that's good when you're a kid.
I get a big blue silk blanket and tell her he's taking her on a coastal adventure.
Whoa! Hey!
That sounds like the pickup line of the century.
Hey, sweetheart, we're going to go on a cruise later tonight. Oh, man.
That's funny. That See, I think funny. You should keep it and just play into it.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what you got coming up in the Dirty, Lorraine?
Gwyneth Paltrow, she's just like every other mom that's listening in the car. She says her daughter doesn't want her to do this in public. And I'll tell you what it is coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Okay. And also, if you want to see the photo of Lorraine's mom's waterbed.
With that, mirrors on top?
That includes mirrors on top. We got that posted up. You have to see that at the MRL show.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So congratulations is in order and an apology to all the ladies who love Tim Tebow out there because he got engaged to his Miss Universe 2017 girlfriend. He proposed and she said yes. She is from South Africa and she's, I mean, absolutely beautiful. Like, I love this couple so much. Sam Smith has got new music for New Music Friday, and this is called Dancing with a Stranger.
Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody new. Ooh, baby, baby, I'm dancing with a stranger.
Ariana Grande also revealed that she will be dropping her new song, Seven Rings, on January 18th. But Gwyneth Paltrow says that she's just like any other mom out there. Her daughter is just completely embarrassed of her.
Yeah, she really doesn't like it. Like, if I do anything silly at all in public, like, the color drains from her face, you know? So,
like, oh, God, there she goes again.
Yeah, like, any, you know, silly jokes or if I dance, like, in a store, God forbid.
Yep. No dancing, no jokes, Mom. That is your Dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take down the pop princess.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Katie. Welcome to the Mini Rory and Lorraine Morning Show. Katie?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Awesome.
So we're down to Manny today, but we are still playing Can't Beat Lorraine. He's in the Bahamas as a groomsman in a wedding. But, Katie, you are up. Let's play Can't Beat Lorraine.
All right, I'm ready.
Go ahead and kick her out of the studio.
All right, get out, Lorraine.
I'm going.
All right, Lorraine, leaving the studio. You can watch her leave the studio with MRL TV, brought to you by Uptown Cheapskate. On the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. Do you want to read these, or Nicole or me?
Yeah, I can read them. All right, Katie. Zac Efron now has platinum blonde hair, and his fans have strong opinions about it. What Disney Channel movies did he star in as Troy Bolton?
High School Musical.
Sam Smith came out with a new song today featuring Normani called Dancing with Strangers. What girl band was she a part of with Camila Cabello?
Disharmony.
All right. Serena Williams severs up total realness about her body 1 year after giving birth. True or false, she is a professional tennis player.
True.
All right. Catfish's Nev Schulman welcomed a baby boy with his wife, Laura. What network does his show Catfish air on?
MTV.
And for the first time in over 30 years, what upcoming award show will reportedly go on without a host?
The Oscars.
Really? No host?
That's what one of the reports said.
Okay. By the way, I think she's going to miss one.
I think
this is going to be a tough one for you. I think you're going to miss one. All right. She got all of them correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
All right.
All right, Lauren. Zac Efron debuted his platinum blonde hair, and his fans have strong opinions on it. What Disney Channel movies did he star in as Troy Bolton?
High School Musical.
All right. Sam Smith came out with a new song today featuring Normani called Dancing with Strangers. Which girl band was she a part of with Camila Cabello?
Fifth Harmony.
Okay. Serena Williams severs up about total realness about her body now 1 year after giving birth. True or false, she is a professional tennis player.
True.
Okay. Catfish's Nev Schulman welcomed a baby boy with his wife, Laura. What network does his show Catfish air on?
MTV.
All right. And for the first time in over 30 years, what upcoming award show will reportedly go on without a host?
The Oscars.
Lorraine, up against Katie. On the way to Gastonia, I really thought you would miss the network question. And you got them all corrected to time.
Do you want to know why I got the network question right?
I do.
One of my best friends is a guest host on Catfish this season.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Cammy Crawford. So that's the only reason I know that question. Katie, I'm so sorry. It is a tie. Well, I'm going to have to ask you to say it.
My name's Katie, and I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing, Katie. Enjoy your weekend.
Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right, we're going to kick off your weekend with the legendary Friday free-for-all and your chance at $1,000 as we pay your bills. Don't go anywhere. It all starts in 5 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, did you guys see that there's going to be a Bohemian Rhapsody sing-along coming to theaters?
What?
Like an actual sing-along.
Like, you're going to watch the movie? And people are already singing while they're watching the movie.
Well, I guess maybe that's why how they got this idea. But have you ever gone to see, what's the one that they release around Halloween?
Madea's Boo?
No. It's like an old school one that everybody goes, now it's going to drive me crazy.
High School Musical?
No. Hedwig. What is that
Excuse
one?
Excuse me?
No. A Hedwig?
No.
Hedwig is Harry Potter's.
There's a... they release it
is
around...
Is this going to be the sing-along with the little ball that bounces on each word that you should sing like they do in the kids?
Yeah.
Kids TV shows?
Okay. It's probably going to be one of those things where you can get up and like actually sing and dance in the theater, which is going to be cool.
You can, okay.
You dress up and go to see the movie, and it's going to be a whole thing.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, really cool. Michael J. Fox, he just got his first tattoo, Nicole, at age 57.
Better late than never.
Yep, he got a tattoo of a sea turtle and now lives permanently on his forearm. He went to Bang Bang Tattoos in New York City. And the reason that he got the sea turtle is because he spotted a sea turtle with a chunk of its fin missing and a scar on his face, and the sea turtle let him swim with him for half of an hour. So he became significant in his life, and he wanted to make a permanent memory of it on his forearm.
Wow.
Britney Spears, she has postponed her Las Vegas residency due to her father Jamie's life-threatening illness. But it turns out that her decision to focus on her dad isn't just with the tour. She won't be focusing on any new music either. So she is on an indefinite work hiatus for now. Mm. Nicole, have you ever heard of the Daniel Fast?
I have not.
Okay. Chris Pratt is doing it, and it's a 21-day program based on the Old Testament prophet, and it's where you can't eat any animal, any dairy, any fried foods, any sweeteners. So basically, you
drink... Going vegan.
Kind of. You drink a lot of water, eat foods that are grown from seeds, and you can only have, plant-based vegetable, fruit, grain, nut, and... olive and peanut oil.
Oh, sounds awful.
So they just basically rebranded being vegan.
I guess so.
Yeah, called it the Old Testament.
Is there anything is there anything different about vegan?
I mean, vegan is just no animal products at all.
Okay.
So, I mean, no dairy, no animal products.
So it sounds like the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And Ariana Grande, she just released the fact that she will be coming out with new music, a song called Seven Rings, and it will come out on January 18th. So that will be the next single that we will get from Ariana Grande.
All right. Are you ready for What Loren Likes?
I'm trying to find it.
Good. Hang on. I'll get you a cool music.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, Manny is gone. He's in the Bahamas at a wedding.
Yep.
He knows where all the cool music is.
So he knows. He has access to this music library that we don't have access to. So why don't I go with this one?
Ooh, sounds good to me.
What Loren Likes.
Does Loren like? This is like sexy music. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I better have that.
Well, maybe this is perfect for what Loren likes today.
Okay. Right. Waterbed?
No, it's not a waterbed. If you missed it earlier, I revealed that my parents had a waterbed with mirrors on top when I was younger.
Yes, photo to prove it is up on our Instagram at the MRL show.
No, this is, if you have shorter hair and you want that really long Ariana Grande ponytail, there's now a company that has a wrap-around ponytail extension that's easy to put in and looks probably the best I've seen of extensions.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll have, and it comes in all colors, of course. We'll have that link for you up at kiss951.com.
Perfect. Loren, are you going to be participating in January?
No, I'm not.
Nicole, January?
From the sounds of it, no.
We'll tell you what January is and why everyone's doing it coming up in 5 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
We've got $1,000 for you. Your next shot to get your bills paid with Pay Your Bills is 11 a.m. And even if you don't win the $1,000, if you go to the website and enter the code word at kiss951.com or on the Kiss app, you'll still be in to win $10,000.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
So you never heard of January?
No.
So it's pretty much exactly what you're thinking it is.
Is it like No Shave November?
Yeah, kind of. Women around the world are deciding to stop shaving for the month of January and letting your body hair grow free.
Oh, maybe I have heard of this because I can't participate because I've had laser hair removal from Sona. Mm.
Bugbo.
But I could probably grow out my unibrow.
Yeah. Get a bushy brow. January encourages women to let their hair on their bodies grow in support of a charity called Body Gossip, which empowers people to be the best version of themselves through arts and education. What's the longest you've gone without shaving?
Oh, I used to go a long time.
Really?
I'm genuinely interested because, like, I know with me, I shave, if not every day, every other day.
So here's a fun game I used to play when I was single.
Fun.
If I knew I was going out with a guy and I knew it was too soon to move furniture,
uh-huh,
I would purposely not shave.
Ooh. Okay, so that you would
I would
not
wear jeans, mm-hmm, to cover my legs.
Okay.
And I knew, embarrassingly, that I did not want to show any part of my body.
Did you ever break that rule?
No.
Okay, so no one
no.
No one went walking through the forest?
No. And if I knew I was going, I know, right? And if I knew I was going to break that rule, I would probably bring them to like back to my place first.
Oh, so
I could disappear
shave
in the bathroom for a hot minute.
You know people have done that before too. Like disappear to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
I got to go get ready.
Uh-huh. I'll be right in. I'm just going to jump in the shower real quick.
What about you, Nicole?
No, I shave. Like, I can't.
Even in the wintertime?
Mm-hmm. Even in the wintertime. It just makes me feel better about myself. Like, to me, like, self-care.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, January, if you want to let it grow for charity. Although, it doesn't really explain how
you would donate to the charity.
Yeah, it doesn't really explain how they make money.
Well, it's probably like No Shave November, where you take the money that you would normally spend
on
shaving utensils and then donate it to the charity.
Oh,
so it's probably similar to that, like not spending money on shaving cream or razors.
And
or
let me tell you how expensive razors are. Holy cow,
they are very expensive. Ugh.
I have that subscription.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. The Dollar Shave Club? Mm-hmm.
Good for you, because I hated buying razors.
Yeah, it comes once a month. It's perfect.
I'm going to have to pick your brain off the air, because I still buy Gillette, and it's like $30 to buy Gillette.
It's 2019, boo.
I know.
Get a subscription.
I know. All right, well, if you are participating in January, let me know. And by the way, I like how they conveniently did January in January, where like it's wintertime and you can hide it all.
Yeah.
You can put pants on.
This is typically the time of year that women don't shave.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they pick the month. Like, let's play this game in July.
Because we were, let's be honest, ladies, half of us were already playing this game. Now we can do it for charity.
You see what I'm saying? Nobody, this charity would go out of business in July if they participated.
Right. Nobody's sitting by the pool.
Yeah. All right. Well, so Manny is out today. He's at a wedding in the Bahamas. We still have a lot more of the show to get to about, we were talking about dating. We always like to talk about dating words, and there's already like 5 new ones created, and it's what, January 11th?
How is that possible?
One every other day.
That's what it seems like. And there's some of them I don't understand. And every time we do a dating term, I never hear anyone ever use it, but they always go trending on Twitter. So someone's.
Do you have the names of them?
Yeah.
You're okay. Right.
You want to hear one of them?
Why don't you say the names of it, and then we'll try to depict what it means.
Right. Yeah, because we heard what throning was yesterday.
Okay. Pocketing.
Okay.
You got an idea?
I got an idea.
What's your idea, just real quick? And then
okay, pocketing. is when you you meet somebody and you know that you know that they're a sure thing, but you don't know if you keep them in your pocket, like you kind of play games.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you're kind of there. Mm-hmm. The term
I tried,
cookie jarring.
You got multiple, and then you just go to the cookie jar and you pick which one you want at the weekend.
Huh? I mean, you're pretty good at these dating terms. All right, what about prowling?
Well,
prowling sounds like a
that's creepy. I don't want to guess that.
You get arrested for that.
And then the other term we're going to talk about is orbiting, which I bet you can imagine what orbiting
is. Oh yeah.
All right. So we'll talk about these new dating terms, and we'll do that here in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You guys have been great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Yes, 95.1.
We are down to Manny. Our buddy is in the Bahamas at a wedding. So while we're in the cold Charlotte weather, you can send him wonderful messages of how jealous you are.
It was so cold this morning.
I know, and he was flaunting it yesterday on...
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. What was he doing?
On his stories. He was, like, posting videos of the sky... Well, not really the skyline, but, like, the beach.
The beach shore, yeah.
Yeah, and saying you woke up late and he'd be right in, and... Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
So, Roy, yesterday you told us what throning was, and I guess there's a whole slew of new dating terms that we need to know.
Yeah. So, there is... pocketing, cookie jarring, prowling, and orbiting.
Hmm. I would assume that Nicole was pretty close to right when she said you keep someone in your back pocket.
Yes, so pocketing is when you're hiding the person you're dating from the public.
Oh.
So
that's not what I thought it was.
It's not quite that. I mean, you are hiding. You are putting someone in your back pocket, but you're hiding the person from the public.
Hmm. I thought you were just, like, keeping them around just in case, but maybe that's orbiting.
It actually is cookie jarring.
Oh.
Yeah, so you're keeping someone around just in case it doesn't work out with plan A. If you have a plan B guy, that's a cookie jar guy.
Hmm. Good to know.
Did you ever have plan Bs when you guys were dating? I never did that. I had plan Bs in case my plan A didn't work.
No, but when I was in college, I dated a girl who had a plan B.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like this is an incriminating conversation.
Yeah, it is. Everything we do is incriminating. I can't tell you how many times I'll hear from Sterling be like, well, someone told me this. And I'm like, I didn't say quite like that. I mean, close.
Yeah, so this girl, like, so we were talking and, like, hanging out, and I noticed that if she wasn't with me, she was with somebody else. So I was like, huh, okay. Like, we're not dating, so I can't get mad at you for whatever you're doing. That's just not my style.
Yeah.
So I asked her about it one day, and she was like, yeah, I don't know if you're going to work out.
Oh. Whoa.
And I was like, okay.
That's a cool move.
Yeah, okay.
It didn't, clearly, yeah. New dating terms of 2019, prowling. It essentially is when someone who ghosts you for a while then comes back around like nothing ever happened. That's called prowling.
Okay. I think I was a prowler.
I prowl friendships.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, there's people I won't talk to for a long time, and then I'll one day be like, oh, let me hit this person up, see what they're doing.
Yeah, but that's not out of, like, ill will or anything.
We get busy. And I'm a horrible at keeping up with friendships. Orbiting. It's when your relationship dies out, but they still poke around on your social media and throw you likes every now and then. Orbiting.
Yeah.
Now you are recently single, Nicole. Are you going to be orbiting Lauren?
I don't know. She changed her profile picture yesterday and I liked it.
You're orbiting!
And didn't she like your...
Yeah, dude. Listen.
This is kind of savage, though.
No, this part is savage because, so, like, on our MRL Instagram, you know, we'll post, like, promo videos of, like, the big things that happened of the day.
Yeah.
And, like, the past 2 days, the big things that have happened were that I made the announcement that we decided to break up.
Right.
So this girl goes and likes my breakup announcement.
I love it.
I was like, okay. And she texted me yesterday, and she was like, so you now make a promo of our breakup. And I was like,
well, we live our lives on the radio.
You did make it. It just it happens to be the promo of the show.
Yeah.
It's it is, you know, that's the one thing about this job is that, you know, we are here to entertain you, but when something in our life does happen, we tell you about it, you know?
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse. You're with us. You're part of our family. Now, Nicole, I remember you said something when our show was on our little holiday hiatus. Didn't you say that you were casted in a TV show? am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah, so it's not... So it's more like a web series. So it's, yeah. Yeah.
Well, tell us about it.
Yeah, explain.
So I actually, like, I don't have all the information, but so a while ago, like 2 or 3 years ago, I did this modeling thing for this Stud Model Project.
Okay.
It's a modeling agency that highlights like queer women who are more masculine, slash androgynous, that kind of stuff. And I had a friend who did stuff with them. And so she linked me up with the photographer and was like, you'd be perfect for this. I want you to do it. I'm no model. Like, I'm
But Nicole's cool.
My mom tried to get me to model in, like, the fifth grade, and I cried because I was about to miss my YMCA basketball game, and I never went back. So I went, like, it was awkward but cool, and I never thought anything would come from it. Well, it ended up, like, I made the book. Like, they did a book
Of the women,
and I made it.
That's cool.
And
that's really cool, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so recently they reached back out and was like, hey, we'd love to do some more work with you. Because that was like 2, maybe 3 years ago, and like my style's evolved since then. And I was like, okay, like, you know, down for it. And then they called me and said something like, hey, we're actually bringing our thing into a web docu-series reality type show.
Okay.
So it's like kind of Big Brother-ish, kind of documentary-ish.
Really?
But it's like seven... like masculine, like stud women that would be in a house in Atlanta for an extended period of time. And you would shed light on like the issues in the LGBT community, kind of like what it's like to be a queer woman or what's it like to be a more masculine woman on top of doing like these competitions
modeling-wise.
And the winner of it wins the cover of the magazine.
Oh, cool. So it's kind of like America's Next Top Model, but...
Kinda.
For stud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember this last season of Big Brother, there was some girl in there that reminded, like, it was you.
I got that a lot.
She had the same hairstyle, tattoos, same dress style.
I think she played rugby. Like, she was an athlete.
Yeah, I got a lot of people, like, snapping me. Like,
she stole your style. It's like she knew who you were. Oh, really? You stole her style. What's wrong with you? So, are you going to do it?
So I agreed to it. Yeah, I said I would do it.
Is it going to take you away from us?
Nope. It's on a holiday weekend.
Okay, cool.
Lauren, I think she would tell us.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe it was a good way to drop it on us.
That'd be a cool move.
Yeah.
Oh, well, cool. I can't wait to see the final product.
Yeah, so we'll see. I have no idea what to expect. Like I said, like, I'm no model. Like, I'm the goofiest, most awkward person you'll ever meet in, like, real life.
Sure.
So the fact that, like, I have to do these, like, competitions, I mean, I'm going to lose the first one because I'm going to be like, you want me to do what?
No, you're too competitive to lose.
Yeah, but, like, if you tell me to, like, make a sexy face, I'm going to look at you like you're stupid.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, the ring can pose, like, it's, you know.
We'll have a
You have
a
to give her training.
Yeah, teach me.
All right, well, cool. Keep us up to date. Look at Nicole. We're going to be the next reality TV star.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Paying your bills. We gave away a code word at 8 o'clock. You go onto the Kiss 95.1 app or online at kiss95.1.com, put the code word in, and then you get one. You could win $1,000. We're doing it at 11, 1, 4, and 6. Those are your next chances. And then, Lauren, you said something about when they go... What?
Yeah, so even if you just enter and you don't win the $1,000, you're still in to win $10,000, which is really cool.
It's awesome. So pay your bills. Make sure you're listening with Cameron at 11 a.m. for your next code word. Just as we're wrapping up here the show, there's just some silly stories we saw that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of one thing that was, I didn't even know. Did you know that there's an American cheese surplus?
I don't even know what that means.
So evidently people are turning their noses up to the processed cheese slices. And so now, like, somewhere in a cold storage is enough cheese that could wrap around the U.S. Capitol.
Really?
They can't get rid of it.
Huh.
They're selling less and less American cheese.
Well, have you ever seen the YouTube video where they're trying to burn the American cheese, the processed American cheese, with, like, a lighter, and
no.
It will not burn?
No.
Like, that scares me a little bit, quite honestly.
It's probably because all of the Netflix documentaries, like, if you watch these documentaries, and I'm not going to go on a rant or anything, but yeah. It starts to, like, the health effects are starting to be surfaced, and cheese isn't that great for you.
I know, but, you know, I still love a good grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Yeah, I love
it's
it.
It's the best.
I buy that the sliced cheese, what they call government cheese. Mm-hmm. Some people call it that. I buy it all the time.
I love
I'll make me, like, a ham and cheese sandwich, and then Sterling be like, why are you eating prison sandwich? I'm like, a prison sandwich? I'm like, it's good.
Uh-huh.
And I remember when I was a server at Country Cook in the All-American Buffet, people would ask for some melted cheese, because we'd also have, like, baked potato. And I guess they wanted melted cheese in their baked potato. And our cheese never melted. We had just shredded cheese. Like, I'd put it in the microwave. It'd be warm shredded cheese, but it would never melt. How creepy is that?
And that's not going to break down in your body very easily, I'm sure.
Oh, that is so gross. So, yeah, there's a cheese surplus. And then we saw this article coming out of Pennsylvania. An article, Loren, that I thought would come out of Florida.
Well, Pennsylvania is my other hometown.
Yeah.
Or my state.
Home state. A woman breaks into a police station because she wanted to date the cop.
Hmm.
Police say a woman smashed her way into a closed Pennsylvania police station looking for an officer she'd been harassing ever since he arrested her.
Well, that's one way to get him to put you in handcuffs.
Yeah. She used a large cigarette butt receptacle to smash the glass doors into the police station around 12:45 a.m. Once inside, she started rummaging through the filing cabinets. I don't know why.
Maybe to find his home address or something.
Oh. Yeah,
I mean, that's what...
Loren! Hang on. Where were you last weekend?
You know, I swear I have an alibi.
Accompanied by...
Yeah.
Loren paid to have her name blacked out. Like, can't see it in there.
Weren't you up in near Pennsylvania this past weekend?
Not that weekend.
Okay. See, she also would found him on social media, and she would call 911 just to talk to him. Back when I was a 911 operator, all for 1 year, people would call just to talk. Just say hi.
Really?
Yeah, see what's going on.
Because they're lonely, or?
Yep. And there was this one guy, his name was Ivan. I'll never forget, we would have CNN on in the communication center, and anytime there was either a Celine Dion story or a pro-American story, he would call 911 with music blasting, saying how much he loved this country.
Wow, Celine Dion, huh?
It was one of the two. It was like one of the two.
Would Celine Dion be blasting in the background?
If it was a Celine Dion story, he'd get into a Celine Dion mood and call 911. And it got to the point where we didn't even send the cops to his house. We're like, oh, Ivan, thanks for calling, bud. Have a good night. Wasting 911 resources. You know, there's only other people needing help.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the two stories we thought was interesting. So make sure you're listening 11 a.m. with Cameron.
And Manny will be back on Monday.
Manny will be back on Monday. And speaking of Cameron, she's actually doing something really cool right now. She's, if you guys didn't know, today is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. So Circle K, Salesforce, and the U.S. Attorney's Office, they're collecting donations. Right now, they've been out there from 6 a.m. They'll be out there till 7 p.m. at the Circle K at University City Boulevard across from Park Chevrolet. And all donations benefit Pat's Place and Lily Pad Haven. Now, they're going to need canned goods, water, toiletries, things like that. We have a complete list of the items they need at kiss951.com. But it's National Human Trafficking Awareness Day, and Charlotte's one of the biggest cities in the state, so we, of course, naturally have the biggest, you know, human trafficking issue.
Yeah.
So make sure you said Cameron's out there, right?
11. She'll be broadcasting live 11 to 1.
Oh, okay. So she's not there yet. That's cool. All right, so stop on by, y'all. Canned goods, water, toiletries, Circle K, University City Boulevard across from Park Chevrolet with Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.